All right, here is another episode of the Doug Schiavo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Brandon Schwartz joins me again. We discuss Major League Baseball, Rutgers basketball, and the NBA. All right, we are live on the Doug Schiavo Show. It's about 5:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. This is the Doug Schiavo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Brandon Schwartz is back. Brandon, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
So, are we going to have a deal?
Who knows, man? I mean, listen. Yesterday was a deadline for the games, for them to have a deal, for the games to be played, you know, for the whole season. But who knows? Hopefully we have a season. I mean, I think they'll come up with something today. Question is, you know, how much money. We do know that we have the playoffs were agreed upon with the 12-game playoffs, with the 12-team playoffs. So we'll see what happens. I mean, listen, Rob Manfred in Roger Dean Stadium right now talking with the Players Association. We'll see if something happens.
Lindor's there. Scherzer's there.
Yeah, a lot of players there right now. We're trying to figure this out. I mean, because, you know, without baseball, the spring and summer are practically not the same.
Boring.
Very boring.
There's nothing like getting out of work and then you're going to a baseball game. You know, we did that last year, a spontaneous trip to Yankee Stadium to see the Phillies and the New York Yankees. You know, Tony was struggling to find his wife. His wife left him. You know, Tony was a funny guy. Gave me half a sandwich.
Tony's the best.
Who doesn't love Tony?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't understand the issue here. Are we going to, like, is it the players? Is it the owners?
Well, the players have been playing with this money for a while. I mean, this is a new era. This is, you know, this is a different era now. These players, it's all about high pay now. These players are, you know, they go out every day. They want more money. That's just the way it is. And they're going to have to figure a way to accommodate that request from the players. So, you know, and they got to make sure, you know, the playing condition, you know, that they have what they want. You know, like, again, the playoffs. You know, they already have the universal DH, which is good. So we'll see what happens. But the players, I would say, are a lot more greedier than ever. It used to be a lot. They used to be a lot more lenient. But it's a lot different now. You know, I think after the COVID season, the players are a lot more greedy now with what they want.
There's a lot of them. It's not just your top guys like Scherzer, Lindor. Everyone wants that big buck.
And they have a right. They have a right.
They do have the right.
They are employees, but they also have to be, they also have to be somewhat flexible. You know, if you're an employee at a business, you have to somewhat be flexible to your company. And that's, you know, the athletes to Major League Baseball.
Of course. And it's, you know, you got a lot of guys out there. You got Clayton Kershaw. You got a bunch of free agents out there that still have no team. And it's like, you got to understand from their point of view, you know, when am I going to have a team? Where am I going to live? Where are my kids going to go to school? It's like, I don't know how to describe it because I'm not in that situation.
It's a tough thing right now for baseball. And listen, if you're an owner or your player, just sign something now. You don't want to start any problems. Just sign something that is accommodating to your personal life, to your career. Sign something and then just play ball. You might not start April 1st. You might be able to start May 1st, which somebody was saying that they might actually start May 1st because the owners are not a fan of spring training, and they're not a fan of playing in April, too.
Yeah, someone was telling me that. I think the owners are being smart about this because it's cold. No one's going to want to go to a chilly baseball game unless it's the postseason, of course, in April, March. They're going to wait for May, I think. I think that's the ideal start for the owners is, you know, give us May 1st and the season can get going.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an example. You know, that the Yankees play, what, 20 to 30 games in April? But they're never really a great team in April. A lot of teams are not great in the first month of the season. unless you're the Mets, who usually start off the season really well.
Yeah, and then they fall apart.
And then they fall apart. But most of the teams are in that predicament where they actually start off pretty weak, and then they get stronger as the season goes on. So I think this is a good idea for the teams. This way you could maybe play some spring training in, you know, in the March into April, and then you could start the season May 1st, boom. First national televised game would be May 1st, and that's opening day right there. May 1st opening day would be a great thing for the owners and players right here.
Yeah, I think that's an ideal start. But it's just like, as a fan, you know, we like having that baseball game. You know, Super Bowl is over, here comes baseball season. So it's going to be interesting for sure. I think they said they have a 5 o'clock deadline, and we're doing this show at 4 o'clock. It's going to go on the air around 5:30. So hopefully, while this show is showing, they have a deal in place rather than, you know what, we got to talk about this the next day, or we got to talk about this a month from now. Are they going to have a deal? And, you know, we've witnessed this from other sports. We've seen it NFL, Giants won the Super Bowl that year. We've seen it in the NBA, the Heat won it that year. NHL had a few lockouts. So I think it's going to be interesting, you know, if there's a deal in place. I'm hoping there will be, but honestly, I don't think there will be. 16-hour conversation to have no updates. I don't think we have a deal.
So you think if there's no deal by 5 o'clock, season's canceled?
I don't think the season's canceled, but I think it's going to be a delay. I don't see them playing 162 games. Maybe, I think maybe 120, 130. I don't see it happening. I don't see
120, 130 is better than what we had in COVID. 2020, we had what, 60 games in COVID?
Yeah, we had 60 games, and the Rays were 40-20.
And, I mean, listen, that was a good season, but, you know, with baseball, you want more than 100 games. You want at least 100 games.
Yeah, well, look at the Marlins that year. They, what, made the playoffs? I mean, it was an 8-team playoff, but still, they won the playoffs, and I think they were, what, 29-31?
Yeah, the Marlins got a good future ahead of them, actually.
Speaking of the Marlins, what do you think about Jeter leaving?
I was just thinking.
What do you think about your boy Derek Jeter leaving the Miami Marlins?
I think, you know, it was, you know, I think with Derek Jeter, he wanted to, because, you know, he is sharing with another owner. You know, I think he wanted more part of the team. I think he wanted full ownership.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the full owner. He was a co-owner. He wants the full ownership. But I think Jeter, you know, could do a lot of other stuff too. You know, like being a scout, maybe being a manager one day. General manager, he could do a lot of stuff. So, but you know, I respect Jeter. He wants to explore his options. Remember, he just retired what, about 8 years ago, 2014. So he's got the rest of his life to scout out other options, see if he wants, you know, what the best opportunity is for him to do in post retirement.
Do you see him being lined up as the Yankees' next manager if things don't work out with Boonsie?
I don't think yet. I think they have other guys to look at. I don't know who, but I think Jeter has a lot of other opportunities besides, you know, being a Yankee manager. Maybe, who knows, maybe he will work with the Yankees one day. Maybe he could work as, like, you know, like a scout or a hitting coach. I think he would make a great hitting coach. You know, he was great at the plate.
He was.
He always put his eye on the ball. I think he would make a great hitting coach, you know, getting players to try to be like him. You know, he was one of the best hitters in Yankee history. So, you know, imagine if he could be a hitting coach. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I mean, it might be hard to be Derek Jeter, but you never know.
How do you think Carlos Correa would feel working with Jeter? Lots of drama there.
That'd be cool.
Where does Carlos Correa go? See, this is the issue
that's going on.
We got so many free agents. You got
so much, and that's
Nelson
the problem
Cruz.
Here.
You got Correa. You got Freeman.
Well, I think Freeman's going to the Yankees.
I heard he might be a Met. I don't see him staying in Atlanta. He got his championship. He's going to go elsewhere.
He's going to go.
I think Correa's going to go elsewhere. But that's the issue. That is the main problem right now, is we have a lot of guys out there that have no idea where they're going to play, no idea where their family is going to live, no idea if their kids are going to have to enroll in a different school. You could look at Correa. You could look at Freeman. where does Charlie Freeman end up? Where, you know, they have a lot of questions. So I think everyone wants the deal done, but I still don't see a deal happening.
I agree. I don't think now, if they were going to do a deal, you don't want to rush. Now they're just going to have to rush. I mean, you don't want to rush. Extend it a little more. Think this out a little more. Then start the season in May. Start it in May.
I think that's the best. That's the best bet.
You skip the cold months of, you know, I mean, listen, April could be cold or warm here and there. But skip April. Start in May. Then Memorial Day would be right on the corner. Start in May. And then before you know it, summer and baseball, that's the peak of the season, is in the summer.
Yeah.
So, and then before you know it, it's playoffs. So it works out perfectly for everybody. Everyone's happy. If you do that, everyone's happy. And they'll get their money. They'll get they'll get the season in. They'll get the revenue. And everyone's happy. That's hopefully.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's hopefully going to be the way it is.
Hopefully that's what happens.
Hopefully. We'll see what happens. That's... Right now, people are going at it with Rob Manfred. They think, you know, he's not doing the best of job in terms of figuring out, you know, like mediating this stuff. I think he's doing okay, but I think, you know, there's got to be some stipulations here in a way to figure this out smoother. We should have had this figured out already. This is taking way too long.
Yeah, it is. Compared to other sports from what we've seen.
I mean, the NBA, I remember, what was in 2011, there was a lockout, and they signed a deal in, what was that, October? And then they started the season in December.
Yeah.
I think around Christmas. They started the season on Christmas Day. And they did it. And this is just taking way too long.
Mm-hmm.
This is taking way too long. And they're going to have to figure something out within the next month, within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, for sure. Again, if you're just joining us, we got Brandon Schwartz back on the Doug Serrava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting, Bet Like Michael Lepore. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to discuss the downfall of the New York Knicks and if the Rutgers basketball team can make a run this upcoming March. We'll be right back. You're back on the Doug Serrava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting, Bet Like Michael Lepore. Brandon, you're a big Rutgers fan. Can they make a run this upcoming March?
I believe they can. I mean, this is the last year they'll have Ron Harper Jr. and Geo Baker on their roster. Ron Harper Jr. has had a phenomenal season. And when you think of this season, you think of that full court buzzer beater he hit against the number one Purdue team. Somewhat towards the beginning of the season, that was the start of where Rutgers became a really good team this season. Before that, they were somewhat iffy, but now they started to win some games. They're beating teams. They beat Michigan. They beat, you know, Purdue. They lost to Wisconsin on Saturday, but they beat a lot of good teams, and they ended up being a good Big Ten team this year. Now the question is, will they make the tournament? They got to win these two games coming up. Against Purdue and Penn State on Sunday. Sunday is going to be a very important game, but Thursday's playing Purdue Thursday against Purdue in Purdue, so they could try to win that game. If they win that game on Thursday, I think they can win the tournament because I think they will be Penn State on Sunday at the rack.
And when you have a good Rutgers team, that
good
stadium,
team, good
is
coach.
Packing.
Yeah, and that we got a good fan base
packs.
Too.
It is loud. I've been there too for many games, and when they were good,
it literally
they had
shakes.
Great.
It literally shakes, which makes it special. Like, there are points that they're in the game where, like, you know, even the coach makes you stand, you shake, the student section shakes, the building feels like you're actually, like, there's like an earthquake or something going on there. It feels like it's like an earthquake because it's so loud in there.
Yeah.
it's a fun place to be. And yeah, if you've been there, you've been there, so you know what it's like. So, and yeah, when were like you there?
10 years ago, I was, like when Patrick Ewing Jr. played for Georgetown. I haven't been to. I've been to a football game, but I haven't been to. I haven't been to a Rutgers basketball game in a while.
Yeah,
I went to a Seton Hall game on Wednesday. That was.
I saw. Yeah,
that was
yeah.
good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Who they played? Butler.
Yeah, they played Butler. Right, James. Yeah, they played Butler. That was a good game.
Yeah.
Butler hasn't been the same since.
That's where who went. What's his? Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, Hayward, Brad Stevens. Butler really hasn't been the same since then.
No. And who was it called? Brad Stevens was their coach, right?
Yeah, they had a solid run with
they
those
did.
Guys.
Yeah.
So we got about 10 minutes left. What's with the New York Knicks this year? It seemed like they had a great year last year. You know, this was the rise. You had the fans chanting, "Fuck Trae Young." You had the fans so like passionate for Knicks basketball that the Knicks are back. What happened this year? Like, why was it so? Why is it just? You know, last year was a shortened season, and they got on a good run. Like, what's? I mean, you have teams like the Cavs are doing good, the Bulls brought in a few guys. So, what's the issue for your Knicks this year?
There's a lot of. I think there's a couple of things. Now, if you remember, at the beginning of the year, they had. You know, the NBA has these health and safety protocols, these health and safety protocols with COVID, these rules. Now, with these rules, you had Obi Toppin out one game, then you had Quickly out one game, then you had, you know, all your players were out at least a couple of games here and there. Barrett was out a few games. He was out actually many games. He had other players, Robinson out. Now, all those players out, it damaged the chemistry of the team, you know, flow. And then eventually, those players came back, but it might have been a little too late because they needed some more time to get used to the chemistry. And I think that was part of it. You know, these players were out on a timely basis with the health and safety protocols. Also, I think Rose out for a while hurt. Derrick Rose, very good fourth quarter player. He at least, the Knicks won at least 20 games last, well, at least 15 games within the last 2 years because of Derrick Rose at the end of the fourth quarter. I mean, he just was an amazing fourth quarter player, and he always has been. He's always been a good fourth quarter player. So, we need him back.
They're 4.5 out of the play-in round. The Hawks have that 10 spot, 29-31. But the Knicks are on a 5-game losing streak, 1-9 in their last 10. So they're not really far out. They're lucky. A lot of teams are lucky there's a play-in round. Surprisingly, the Nets are 32-30, and they have that 8th spot. The same thing, too, with the West. The Lakers are lucky there's a play-in round, or they would miss the playoffs. Do they still have a shot?
I think the Knicks do still have a shot, but the only way they're going to do that is they got to be a good fourth quarter team. They've been blowing leads in the fourth quarter. They did that. They used to do that a couple of years ago. They would do that every time. Play good three quarters, then blow it in the fourth quarter. That's what they did most of their games a couple of years ago. But you can't do that now in this league because leads change constantly. There's no such thing as a big lead anymore. It comes a 30-point lead can mean nothing anymore. 20-point lead is definitely nothing. 10-point, they could all change. The leads could change, so you got to be consistent in the fourth quarter. And I think Tom Thibodeau does a great job in terms of figuring out how to do well in the fourth quarter. I just think the players have just been a little less confident in the fourth quarter recently. And I think they could fix that just by a couple of wins in the next couple of weeks. If they win, I don't know this. I think they're – are they playing tonight?
They got a tough schedule. They're playing the Sixers.
They're playing the Sixers
the
tomorrow.
The Suns, the Clippers, the Kings, the Mavericks, and the Grizzlies. And they finish off against Brooklyn on the road on March 13th.
That's going to be – right. So they have tomorrow against the Sixers in Philly. Then they have
– the Suns.
The
that's
Suns
gonna
in
be a
Phoenix.
Tough game.
That's going to be tough. Now, the Sixers just got really good. I mean, Harden. But I think the Knicks can beat the Sixers because they almost beat them on Sunday.
Yeah, it was 125-109. It was close.
But that's the thing. The fourth quarter, they need to figure out a way to close it out clutch.
Yeah.
And I think with Derrick Rose, that's going to help. We don't have him now. And once we get him back, I think then they'll be a good fourth quarter team again. Because then Derrick Rose makes everyone on the court good. He's a good all-around team player who could get everyone good. He gets everyone good. Quickly good. Randall feels more confident when Rose is on the court. And Randall, I don't think, is having a great season, but he's good when Rose is on the court. Robinson's good when Rose makes everyone good, and I think once he comes back, they'll start winning games in the fourth quarter. And is that guaranteed? No, but they need to feel like they could win, because if they're going to make the playoffs, they have to win soon, because the season's almost over. We got a month and a half. And then before the playoffs, and so they got to win now. Now's the important to win.
And this is a stretch where, hey, we're playing the Suns. They could be NBA champions this year. We're playing the Clippers. They went to the West Finals last year. We're playing the Nets. We're playing Grizzlies. They're on the rise. Yeah, we're playing the Kings. Who cares about the Kings? They could be in Seattle in a few years, for all we know, because they're always talked about.
Yeah, moving. They're going to move eventually.
So this is a tough test for the Knicks, but this is a test that if they go out and win these games, Brandon, that can prove to themselves, the city, and everyone that, you know what, if the Knicks get into the playoffs, we could maybe be a Miami Heat team. We could maybe be a Chicago Bulls team that doesn't have the experience yet of going on a deep run. Maybe we match up against my Cleveland Cavaliers. They don't have experience either, and we could go on a run and beat them. Or maybe the fans, if somehow we get into a play-in round, all these fans chanting F Trae Young, we want to play the Hawks and send Trae Young home. So this is a tough stretch, but I think this is a key stretch for your New York Knicks. And I think if they go out and play smart, they could be a dangerous team in the play-in and maybe round one or two.
I think once they get to the play-in tournament, I agree, they're going to win the play-in tournament. I think they could win the play-in tournament. But I agree with you. I think they could beat Miami. I think Miami's good, but I think they are a beatable team when you play hard. I think every team in the Eastern Conference is a beatable team if you play hard.
Yeah.
Even Cleveland. I mean, and by the way, I predicted on my Schwartz Center with the Madman show that your Cleveland Cavaliers are going to go to the NBA Finals this year. I predicted that they're going to go to the NBA Finals, and there's a good chance that could happen. Because
there is.
I don't know, is Lauri Markkanen back?
I'm not really sure. I don't think he is. I really haven't heard
if he comes back and plays, and he's good, and he's Lauri Markkanen, that, you know, he was in Chicago, they could be absolutely dangerous.
Because look at the standings. You got the Heat, you got the Bulls, you got the Cavs, you got the Bucks, you got the Celtics, the Raptors, the Nets, the Hornets, and the Hawks. I don't think anyone expected that. Coming into the regular season.
The East, and I'm going to admit, the East has been a surprise this year in terms of who's first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. No one thought, Cleveland has some good players, but nobody really thought they were going to be up there in the
No.
season. Chicago, they thought they were going to be, they knew they were going to be good, but not in second place. You know, everyone thought Milwaukee would be first. Miami would be like fifth or sixth. So these standings have been just crazy.
I think that's good for the NBA, because you don't have those top teams anymore that, oh, we got to see this team in it again. We got to see the Warriors again. I mean, the Warriors are back, but still, we want to see different teams. And that's why I think a lot of people are going to draw back to the National Basketball Association, because the talent is good and a lot of teams are on the rise. Look at the
big
Grizzlies
surprise,
the
Lakers.
And J.R. Morant. Yeah.
Lakers have just been an absolute shocker. I mean,
Well, you got 37-year-olds on one team, so I could understand that point of view.
Did you hear the rumor that they might want to trade LeBron to Miami? Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that, but I heard a lot of rumblings that LeBron may want out. They want to trade him. They may want to trade Westbrook. So it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be fun. A fun off season whenever the playoffs are over. But it's going to be fun.
Gonna be exciting.
It's going to be fun. And NBA off season is always fun. It really is.
Oh, for sure.
Especially the first 2 days, the first 3 hours after free agency opens is usually the best part, because that's when, like, the big players are signed, like, you know, the top-notch players, like, in the first day.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when 2019, when free agency opened, Kyrie, Kevin Durant,
DeAndre.
They signed with the Nets.
You didn't want to say that.
I mean, here's what happened. I took a nap. And Madison, you know, Madison's a big Nets fan. I woke up and I see a text from Madison: Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving have signed with the Brooklyn Nets. And I thought he was just kidding around for a second. But it was true, and I thought I was in a dream or something. I thought it was a nightmare or something. But it actually is ending up being maybe, who knows, maybe the Kevin Durant Kyrie thing might not even work out. Maybe they won't win a championship. Maybe not. Who knows? And that'd be, for Knicks fans, you hope that that's the case, because you thought that they were going to win a championship, but maybe they won't. Who knows?
They probably won't. All right, we got about a minute left on the Doug Strauss Show, which is brought to you by Stutch Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We appreciate Brandon Schwartz for stopping by. Appreciate our producer, James Saravo, doing the camera work in the brand new Saravo Broadcasting Studio. You got any final thoughts about Major League Baseball, your Knicks, Rutgers?
Got any final thoughts? Well, hopefully we have baseball. Baseball we need. Baseball's going to be a...
Yeah, we do need baseball.
Especially now. I mean, baseball... Without baseball in the spring and summer, what is there? On a Saturday night, on like July 7th or July 8th, in the middle of July, nothing better than going to a night baseball game at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, we don't have that. We don't have
that. We might not have that, but hopefully we do. Hopefully we do.
Yeah, hopefully we do. All right, that was Brandon Schwartz on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Brandon, welcome back. Pleasure to have you. Thank you for stopping by. This is a great episode. Only a half hour, but that when we just do it like having friends over, it's really a half hour show. When we do it with Andrew, just like messing around, talking about whatever we want to talk
politics.
About.
Politics.
It's always 2 hours, an hour and a half. But who knows? Plus, we got things to do. I got to edit this. So next time, hopefully you and Andrew can stop by and we have like an hour or two show like the good old days.
That would be good. It's good. It was good times. Good times.
Hopefully we get to watch some baseball this year.
Hopefully. Baseball, come up with something good.